Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Suggestive Submission. This file will maybe hint at the things that I could do to you or you could feel, but I'll never outright say it. Or will I? Will my words weave through your mind and tell you hints of what can be? Are they going to fill you with all these feelings flowing up and down through your body, centering in certain places? And as you wondering where the feelings will flow, will you feel them growing stronger as your unconscious listening to my voice? Because it feels good to listen. It can feel incredibly nice to listen. In fact, following words that flow through your mind is deeply relaxing. And as you relax, you might even notice yourself submitting to the idea that it's nice to submit. An idea in your head into a wonderful state of nothingness. Like a little spark in a darkness, a beautiful focus point of your mind, you might even notice your own sparks flowing through your body, feeling deep in various ways. There are all kinds of ways in which you could feel yourself being touched by my words. Perhaps they arrive in certain places with a vibration flowing, or maybe they're just echoing in the chasms of your mind. Like simple shouts on a cliff flowing into the distance, echoing on the side of the rocks, reflecting back onto you the emptiness of your mind that you'll find you've already found. And as you explore the phrases flowing through your mind, because you like the idea of following my words, because following my words will inevitably result in a world of wonderful relaxation of your mind. And as your thoughts become more relaxed, will they follow my words as well, or are they too empty to even think? Are the considerations coming deep to you? Or do you feel those feelings that you want to feel filling you? Do you crave to experience those new sensations of suggestive submission of your thoughts into emptiness? Are you wondering what kind of things I could or would do? Are you fantasizing about the various positions that you'd be made to do? Or are you simply waiting for me to tell you what to do as you relax even more, because it feels good to relax, and the more you submit to the idea of relaxing, your unconscious and flow even deeper as the blissful emptiness goes up and down deep inside of you. Of course, language is but a parry and thrust of deep sensations. It's a simple penetration of my words into your mind, filling somewhere deep. And the more my words are able to draw from you the desire to want to listen, to crave the experience to go on and on and on and on even deeper, would you suggest to yourself to submit in the midst of this fantastic fantasy of seductive induction flowing through your mind? And yet, have I said anything that directly? Are you the one with the naughty mind picking up things that I haven't put there? Are your thoughts the ones flowing even deeper into depravity? Maybe. Or perhaps you're simply sitting there innocent and still, just waiting for the fantasies to start by themselves. And yet fantasies don't really go all by themselves, do they? Because some part of you is interacting. Some deep part of you wants to be filled with new ideas. It wants to feel those sensations coursing through you. Never quite thrusting deep enough inside your own mind. It can be frustrating when all you want is an intrusion deep inside of you to fill and feel good. But there's only a few words left. It's up to you. You might be naughty-minded enough to have read into my words things that weren't put there. Or perhaps you're just reading things that everyone else is doing. Maybe you're feeling them more, or perhaps you're just feeling them stronger. It is not, right now, up to me to tell you what to feel, only to suggest a possibility, a feeling of fantasy falling deeper and deeper, driving the desire inside. There's, of course, the heat of conflict when you wonder what you should or shouldn't think. Or maybe it's just easier to stop thinking altogether as you listen to the words, but that's okay. There's just suggestive submission, a bit of ambiguous language that, if I invite you, would you come? We'll have to see. Anyway, I'm sure that your mind is full of things that I didn't put there, so it's time for you to wake with a clear and refreshed mind, with just a hint of something else.